Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, Friday, May 10th. Good morning there, Kelly K.
Hi.
It is, it's going to be kind of a cooler start to your week. Saw today, only a high of 70. Tomorrow, 68. Mother's Day, high 66. So there you go.
Yeah.
A little cooler temperatures there.
Okay, then.
All right, enjoy it, I guess. Brand new Justin Bieber, Ed Sheeran. We'll be playing that throughout the morning. Got a chance to hear it.
You said it's good.
Yeah. I mean,
we're trusting you.
Yeah, I mean, we played it about a half an hour ago on the show. So
okay.
But yeah, it's it is good. I mean, we have been, and I said this on the show earlier, we've been blessed.
Blessed.
With some great music from Taylor Swift and Brendan Urie, Shawn Mendes.
All of that.
And now new Justin Bieber and Ed Sheeran.
Sugary, I mean, goodness.
We are just living in a blessed world. And now Miley Cyrus is saying that she's coming back with some new stuff. And there's more. So, I mean, a lot of excitement.
Yes. You know what? It's perfect to like be moving into summer. The summer sugary confections.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Are you going to go see Avengers Endgame again this weekend?
No. I mean, I don't.
Is it perfection? I know you said that.
I'm wrecked.
I'm asking you, is it a to watch in the theater?
Oh, sure.
Do you see it twice in the theater?
Sure. Absolutely.
Is it definitely one of those?
It's an event.
Because
not
I remember,
just a movie, it's an event.
The record in our household is my wife seeing Titanic about 9 times in the theater.
That is excessive.
Yeah.
I will say there are absolutely going to be many people that do that.
Have you ever seen a movie more than once in the theater?
Maybe only because like I'm seeing it again with like one of my kids. Like if I saw it by myself and I see it with my kids.
Yeah, when my wife saw Titanic, she saw it I think once with me. She only saw it once with me.
Well, sure, because I don't peg you as someone that's going to repeatedly go back to the theater for anything.
And she found 8 other different people to see.
Okay.
That was great.
Wowie.
Yeah, I know. There you go.
Yes, so, no, this is one that you could do that.
Well, Avengers Endgame, going to be the number one movie over the weekend at the box office, but the Pokemon Detective Pikachu is out this weekend as well.
My boyfriend, Ryan Reynolds.
I was going to say, Ryan Reynolds.
Nobody promotes films better than my boyfriend,
now,
Ryan Reynolds.
They're saying that that's probably going to be the number two movie.
Probably.
Detective Pikachu.
I think there's a lot of Pokemon fans out. Well, I mean, consider how many people like went nuts over the Pokemon Go game.
Pokemon Go?
Yeah.
I mean, there are still people that are swiping and trying to capture Pokemon.
So I think there's an audience there.
All right. So there you go. Today on the show, setting the bar, the $400 million mistake, family secret.
Ow.
Right?
I'm still smarting from that punch. I don't even know what happened, but
sorry.
It already hurts.
I know.
You know, you don't even need details when you hear that and mistake.
Yeah.
Ow.
Yeah.
That is, man, anything that I do pales in comparison to that.
Yeah, well.
That makes me feel better about my life choices.
That's why it's a setting the bar. Let's try not to make a $400 million mistake today.
I think most of us can avoid that. I don't even know what that is.
We can hope. Florida making the show, family secrets. And then we'll play throughout the show the new Justin Bieber, Ed Sheeran.
Just sprinkle it in there.
Yeah, we got good stuff.
Well, we're doing it at the top of every morning,
Hopefully you're feeling relaxed today.
Yeah.
It's a dress down Friday.
All that.
You're ready to go and run into the weekend. So let's get the show started, shall we?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Remember, on Monday it starts BTS in London. We're going to give you an opportunity to see the band BTS in London, England for their show June 1st. So that's pretty cool.
London, England.
Yeah.
Across the pond.
All that.
Bob's your uncle.
Okay. So that begins Monday right around 7 here on 99.7 DJX. Coming up here in just a few minutes, setting the bar. The $400 million mistake.
Oh, gosh, it already hurts. It sounds painful.
All right, that's on the way. Give us just a few minutes, 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K, streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com or smart speaker. Always just ask Alexa to play 99.7 DJX. You can get us right there. Setting the bar.
Ooh, it's international.
Yes, out of Australia.
Oh. Oh, crikey.
Crikey. Yeah, you're going to say this. If you can manage to make it through the day without making a $400 million mistake at your job, well, you're doing okay.
What happened?
All right. It is on money. The Australian Reserve Bank misspelled responsibility on about 46 million of their new and improved $50 bills.
Oh, gosh.
They forgot the last I. So it was like responsibility.
Kids stay in school and learn to spell them again.
So it was a quotation from the, like, the first female member of an Australian parliament. It was a quote that she had said. And they just misspelled it. The quote was, "It is a great responsibility to be the only woman here, and I want to emphasize the necessity which exists for other women being here."
Wait a second, they put the entire quote on their money?
Yeah, and it was repeated several times.
That is real excessive.
Yeah, it was repeated several times.
Pro tip, nobody reads the money.
But it was, it's like really, really, really small, right?
Okay, so then do we just sweep this one under the rug? Because, oh my gosh, what is that meeting like?
46 million of them are now in circulation with a total value of about $2.3 billion.
Well, okay, they're out in circulation, right? That means people have them? Yeah. There's no getting those back.
No.
It's fine.
No.
We're just going to turn our cheek. We're going to be like, hey, slap the little hand.
You know what?
Let's not do that again.
Let's just start spelling it that way. How about that?
Change the word.
How about that?
So, oh, God, what was that meeting like?
So, who's
responsible for printing that?
Hey, Chuck, was that you?
Chuck, did you not proofread? Did you not?
I mean, every computer program now has the little red squiggly lines underneath misspelled words, do they not?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll be honest, though, even like the writing on the bottles of medication is real small. You got to put some readers on to see some of that, you know?
So saying is consider it a win if you can make it through the day without making a $400 million mistake.
I'm nauseous.
At your job.
Like, oh my God. Seriously, like, okay, kids.
Crikey.
Put your ear to the radio. You need to learn how to spell. It's very important in whatever you choose to do with your life. Oh, my God.
Well, maybe they just got excited and they got a little fat finger syndrome. And they were just typing.
Hey, you know what? I finished this one on my phone. I'm just going to send it over. Just hit print.
It's fine.
It's fine. Oh, my God.
That is Set of the Bar, guys, on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, Ariana Grande. Of course, before that, the new Ed Sheeran, Justin Bieber.
Yeah, you didn't let me give my official review.
Sorry. And now Kelly K with her official review of brand new Justin Bieber, Ed Sheeran. I don't care.
I loved it. For a second, I loved it.
All right, and that was Kelly K's official review of Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber. I don't care.
I imagined being at a resort by the pool, swim-up bar, frothy drink, then blasting it.
There you go.
And me kind of dancing like this.
Like shaking your shoulders?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of do this. All right. This is my dance.
Like a little shimmy?
Yeah, it's a shimmy dance.
Yeah.
I'm doing a shimmy dance.
Like a little shimmy shoulder dance.
Frothy beverage from the swim-up bar near the pool at the resort.
All right.
That's what I felt like.
All right. Good. There you go. It's a good sound. We'll play it. We'll play it again for you a little bit later on here this morning on 99.7 DJX. All right. If that weren't enough, feel good. Brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. Hey, how y'all want free cupcakes?
Oh, I like free cupcakes. Yeah.
Today in Louisville, Scarlett's Bakery, free cupcakes.
What is this Scarlett's Bakery? Where are you located?
And you have Facebook to thank for that.
Oh, thank you, Facebook.
Facebook is launching a global initiative of birthday stories. It's a feature on Facebook where friends and family and everyone in your community can add a digital birthday card photo or video to a story to celebrate birthdays. So in order to do that, they are going to local bakeries all across every 50 of the states in the United States today to give away free treats for one day only. And so Scarlett's Bakery in their St. Matthews location is going to be the recipient
so
of
it. So we just need to show up?
Show up.
And they're going to put free cupcakes in my mouth?
This morning from 7 to 10 o'clock.
I think you have to use your hands to eat them.
Save me a chocolate.
7 to 10 o'clock this morning.
Okay. Well, all right.
I know.
Listen, yeah. So they didn't account for this show. And our hours.
Well, Scarlett's Bakery is right there off of Fairfax there in St. Matthew. So that's kind of across from Trinity. So
can someone do us a solid? Swing by.
Do us a solid.
Give us a couple. Drop them by 520 South Fourth Street.
So everybody's invited, and they will give you a free chocolate and caramel bourbon cupcake.
Oh.
You gotta localize it with the bourbon.
It just got serious, yo.
Kelly just melted in her chair.
Wait a second, I'm gonna do my shimmy dance.
Okay.
Do my shimmy.
All right, so there you go.
Free cupcake dance.
How do you like that?
Ain't no party like a cupcake party, because a cupcake party don't stop. But.
There you go. So thank you to Facebook for that. And that is happening here this morning.
And thank you, Scarlett's Bakery.
Yeah, from 7 to 10 at Scarlett's Bakery there in St. Matthew. So.
Again, seriously, if someone wants to swing by, get us a... It's just a little taste.
I just need a little my lips. That should feel good. Brought to you by Raise Ford, DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Days of Summer, Cruise. I mean, Post Malone, Cardi B, DJ Khaled.
I'm not going to make assumptions about what kind of a party cruise this is going to be, but I have ideas. I have ideas.
You think you're going to smell some smells?
I think there's going to be some smells.
You're going to smell some smells.
I think there's going to be some fragrances in the air. Yeah.
You know, hey, international waters, no rules, right?
No rules.
No rules. International waters. So yeah, you can get in on that. WDJX.com. Click on win, and that is at the end of June. So that's when that cruise will take place. But yeah, you could be in a cabin there on that boat with all those celebrities there.
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me. Cause sailing on a boat. I'm going to need somebody who wins to say that. Get video and see.
I hope they do. All right. NF now. 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis. Kelly K Show. Is it Monday that The Bachelorette's premiering?
I just thought, for a second, I thought you were asking, is it Monday?
No. Is it Monday?
I hope it's not Monday.
The Bachelorette is premiering, right?
It does, and we are rooting for Hannah. Our local guy, Brian. Brian from Trinity High School.
I saw this.
Brian Bowles, right?
This promo they just released.
Sure am.
It's the new boys.
Oh, that's genius.
Somebody call the cops. It's got to be illegal to look that good.
Oh!
Yeah! He wins! Wow! He wins!
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
I love your little southern voice. I could listen to that all day long.
I'm so ready to go to the mansion. It's just me and my bride-to-be.
Let's start this damn party.
Yeah,
I'm here. I'm here for it.
Damn party.
Listen, I was not on board Team Hannah before, but those guys sold it. I'm there.
Listen, I've seen some. You know how they like say their names and then like a quick little sentence description of them.
It's usually an occupation, but it's gotten strange.
So
before,
so can I just
please do?
Okay, say some of the guys in Hannah Brown's season of The Bachelorette. Mateo.
Yes.
Sperm donor.
Wait a second. Wait,
they're listing that as his occupation?
Occupation?
Okay. You can get paid for that?
You can.
Yes, you can.
Yes.
Mateo, anyways, he has helped numerous families and individuals welcome 114 children. So, Mateo's got 114 kids running around.
He comes with a lot of baggage.
That's great. I'm here for it now. I'm totally in.
Valles is a management consultant, grown up all over the world in places like Austria and Kenya.
Okay, let's go back to Mateo. Baby daddy Mateo.
Right.
Oh,
right.
God.
114.
Listen,
114
they
kids.
They need to redo his caption. They need to put him baby daddy. Baby daddy Mateo.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker
for you. Yeah.
I like to think I'm a good-looking guy.
Yeah,
I really
you are.
Don't care. Everybody here is an eligible bachelor. Here we go.
Toe touches and
is
dancing.
Is or is that my heart taking off?
Oh! Okay, there you go. Yeah, new season of The Bachelor that starts on Monday.
He could buy me a drink. I'd drink all the drinks.
There you go. It's 99.7 DJ.
Wow.
99.7 DJX.
Please permanently put that in there. Please.
Owen Wilson, wow.
Yes, the Owen Wilson remix.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. By the way, we got notice last night that there is a major concert announcement, like shift gears all of a sudden. Wow, here it is tomorrow at noon.
Oh, when you started that sentence, I thought either A, we got fired, or we're getting evicted. One of the two.
We found out last night. We found out last night that we're fired. And here we are. Here we are.
Enjoy the last show.
No, that's that's not the case.
That is much better news.
Sure.
Yeah.
But tomorrow, right around noon, there will be a major concert announcement.
They're saving it for tomorrow at noon? On a Saturday? We're not going to be here.
We won't be here to deliver that sort of news and deliver the information in the way that I feel it needs to.
Do they know what they're doing by giving that loss? I mean,
I don't think it's up to them. But it's a big concert announcement.
I'm really upset because I feel like over the years we've perfected that art.
We have, and I feel like they really took a risk by letting us know what the announcement is beforehand.
They did. There's a lot of people that are not great at keeping secrets.
No.
Which, how long was it before you told me? Was it 30 seconds?
Yeah, it was.
From the time I walked in the door? 30 seconds.
I was like, hey, I got it. Guess what's happening.
Yeah. So,
tomorrow,
that's a good point.
Big concert announcement at noon. Okay, then we can, let you know all that stuff.
Can you hold it in till then?
Fun stuff. Can I?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Can he hold it in? It's like he's got to poop it out.
I got it.
I got it.
It's 99.7 DJX. Coming up next, we awkwardly stand in the shower, ponder the deep moments in life. Shower thoughts.
And there it does. It gets more awkward.
Yeah.
There it happened.
Yeah.
That sound is the sound of Kelly and I awkwardly standing in the shower. Just kind of pondering life. You know, when you have those weird and random thoughts, a lot of times they come to you in the shower. We just call them shower thoughts.
Like woodpeckers.
Woodpeckers?
Okay. Woodpeckers. You ever think about woodpeckers?
All the time.
We're all my woodpecker people out there. Woodpeckers? So the fact that Mother Nature spent thousands of years evolving a bird really good at smashing its face into trees, that's woodpeckers. That's what they do. That's their gig.
That is their gig.
That's their gig.
You know what? We're going to let you smash your head into this tree and get some grubs.
And that's going to be what you're known for. That's your deal.
That's
going
to be what you're known. Yep. Wow. Shower thoughts.
Woodpeckers.
You ever think about clapping? Where are my clappers at?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's literally just clapping yourself because you like something.
That is weird.
Just slapping yourself. Wow, I'm going to hit myself. I really like that. Yay.
That is wonderful. I will hit myself repeatedly.
Yes.
Okay. Shower thoughts.
I thought about this, honestly, when I was at Texas Roadhouse with my parents last time. So if you're alone, when you crack open a peanut shell and you eat the peanut inside,
sure,
you are the only person in the world who's seen that peanut. Nobody else on planet Earth knows what that peanut looked like but you.
Or tasted like.
Oh my gosh. Delicious. Right?
Wow.
You're the only one on Earth.
That is...
That had that experience.
That is a truly unique experience.
Isn't
one
it?
Of the one of the true, most pure, unique experiences in life.
Pure and true.
I'm never going to eat a peanut the same.
And tasty.
All right, one more. Shower thoughts. It really is amazing to think that all three states of matter, you know, like a solid, a liquid, a gas, they can all come out of your butt.
Oh, no! I was afraid that's where you were going with that.
I mean, the human body is truly magical. It's truly magical.
I was afraid that's where you were going.
Again, we learn here on the show side by side.
We don't need to point that out.
That is Shower Thoughts. On 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Coming up, Florida's making the show. We highlight that state just because weird, random things happen almost on a daily basis there.
What kind of, can you categorize the weird and the random this time? Give us a little hint, a hot tip.
The Florida cat burglar.
Florida cat burglar. Okay, so that could mean one of two things. An actual cat.
Mm-hmm.
Or me, because I'm from Florida.
Well, do you burgle things, though?
I hope I don't do
okay.
that.
Okay. Did I just make up a word, burgle? I like it.
Is that the, what is that?
I think it's burglarized, but it's
shorter. Is that the present tense of to burgle?
I'm burgling.
Is that...
It's slang.
Is that like when people say, instead of, you know, to converse, to conversate?
Maybe.
We're conversating?
Maybe. It's just fun. It sounds fun, doesn't it? Burgle.
Sure. Okay. All right. Florida making the show coming up here in just about 10 minutes on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Streaming TheBen at KellyShow.com, or you can always get us on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play 99.7 DJX. You can get us right there, our podcast as well. Hey, by the way, next Saturday, Food Truck Festival?
Yep. Yeah. It is next Saturday.
Next Saturday, yeah.
Mate.
Let's hope that the pattern of the past 8 weekends.
Yeah, with the rain.
Yeah, oh. I saw Lauren Jones post something about this, you know, our Wave 3 News partner there.
Uh-huh.
That the last 8 weekends here in Louisville have been rain.
Really?
But yeah, the
Food depressing. Truck
Festival and Craft Beer Fest is coming up next weekend at the Big Four Lawn. I mean, we've done this before. It's always such a fun time because there's so much craft beer and there's all those food trucks all in one place. You can get VIP tickets right now if you want at WDJX.com.
Yeah, Seattle kinda
get there,
called.
Yeah, I was going to say, kind of get there an hour earlier, have your run of the place, get a drink ticket and stuff like that.
All
so
that.
That's pretty cool there. Coming up next, Florida making the show.
I love a trip back home.
Yeah, it's the Florida cat burglar.
Just
listen to it. Coming up next. 99.7 DJX. Good morning. We are the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show. Sometimes Florida makes the show. And when I say sometimes, I mean just about every day.
Daily, almost hourly.
Because weird random things happen. So congratulations, Florida. You have made the show courtesy of Jasper.
Imagine waking up to see this stranger staring at you at the foot of your bed.
Yeah, that is a scary situation for sure. Nope. Yeah, that is not a situation you want to be a part of. When Brittany woke up to find Jasper at the foot of her bed.
Brittany Klein was fast asleep one night nearly 2 weeks ago when the sound of her cat Phoenix jumping out of bed startled her awake.
Okay.
All right.
She looked up and saw a shadow standing over her, groggy. She reached for her phone, shined a light toward the figure, and saw him duck.
Okay.
Oh gosh, I am petrified right now.
Yeah. This is a horror movie.
Yeah, Jasper, he's 24 years old. He had broken into Brittany's house.
Okay.
But no one knows why, because
I could see him crouch down on the floor. He didn't look up at me. He was petting the cat.
Okay.
All he did was break into the house to pet the cat.
Police say the strange man was 24-year-old Jasper Fiorenza. He lives one street over from Klein, but she'd never seen him before.
Right.
Police have no idea why he broke in or why he took a liking to Klein's cat.
Can I pet your kitty?
can mean a lot of other things.
So Jasper broke into her house. He was riding his bike by and he saw like the cat sitting in the window going,
That's a pretty kitty.
A pretty cat. I want to pet that cat someday. Well, I wonder if she's, well, I'm,
you know what? I'll just let myself in. She's probably sleeping.
And you know, cats being cats, they're going to sleep where their owner is, right?
Absolutely.
So he goes, well, he's just going to pet the cat.
Okay, Jasper. That's not what we do.
Or why he took a liking to Klein's cat.
Yeah, I don't, that's creepy. And listen,
that's so weird.
If you look at his mugshot,
and he looks like he's 10.
He's giving you a smirk though, like, yeah, I pet the kitty.
Florida making the show.
I love it. Let me look at it. I bet the kitty look on his face.
Can you stop saying that?
Well, that's exactly what it is.
99.7 DJX. New Ed, Justin, I don't care. 99.7 DJX dropped last night at midnight.
Well, listen,
of course, that's the one that they've been teasing for the past couple weeks.
You should care.
Right?
They're major stars.
I'll tell you, man, we have been blessed with some great music from Taylor, Shawn Mendes, now Ed Sheeran,
hashtag
and Justin Bieber. Hashtag blessed.
Listen, I'm still going to group Jonas Brothers in there, too. They're still new. It's still music. It's still new music.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, let's group them in.
And
with the blessings.
It's a nice little break from some Ariana Grande.
It's a bop.
Yeah, for sure.
If we could just, listen, we need to tell Halsey and Post Malone, just take a breather. And Ariana Grande, you guys have been working hard lately. You just sit over here and take a break.
So yeah, I mean, that is Ed and Justin, and I'm sure it is new to you now, but hey, give us a couple weeks and we'll ram it down your throat.
Oh yeah, no, even today. Today we'll do that.
Give us just a few weeks and
absolutely.
And that's like, so violent.
Listen.
It's so beautiful now, but yeah, you know how DJX does.
I would say by 5 p.m. you're gonna hate it.
Ah, no, yeah. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. No, how could you use that word with those boys?
No, you're right.
How could you use that word with those boys?
Maybe at 5 p.m. you'll be like, all right, easy.
No.
Maybe?
Those boys still don't care.
Okay. Oh, I see what you did there.
All right, feel good. Feel good. Do this every single hour. Brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. So the Handel and Haydn Society just finished its rendition of Mozart's Masonic Funeral, Boston Symphony Hall. That's very prestigious.
I don't know anything about what you just said.
Yeah, can you repeat that?
All right, so there was a symphony.
Okay, I know what that
and
is.
And they performed Mozart.
I know what
symphony.
That is, too.
All music. Right. When a kid blurted out loudly at the end of a movement, wow. There's the ending. Ah, beautiful. The kid was so moved. So, you know,
first of all, I love that movement is the word that's used a lot in symphonic songs. Movement.
Here's the good news about it.
Yeah.
They're searching for the kid, not to like slap him on the wrist or anything, but to offer him a chance to like meet the conductor.
Yes, he needs like lifetime tickets.
Orchestra again as a guest of honor.
Clearly moved.
Yeah. So moved by Mozart.
Moved by the movement.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean,
what if we went to a Mozart thing and did that at the end? Wow.
Well, my sister, as an adult, went to a Barry Manilow concert, and in the middle, she's like, I love you, Barry! Just dead silent. He's just
That's
performing,
aggressive.
And she yells that. Like, Barry Manilow is not the kind of concert where you're, like, yelling stuff.
Right.
But my sister did, and he's like, I love you, too!
She felt it. She felt that feeling.
Did she get to meet the conductor?
The conductor of the Barry Manilow concert?
The conductor. Okay, we're just going to leave that there. All right, that should feel good. Brought to you by Raise Ford, 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, Lil Nas X there, Billy Ray Cyrus, Old Town Road, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So, you know, Tom Hanks is going to be right up the road in Indianapolis.
What's he doing there?
For the Indianapolis 500 coverage.
Oh.
He's going to be there co-hosting with Savannah Guthrie during the Today Show May 23rd.
Why?
Apparently... Yeah, that's a great question.
I'm just wondering why. That's real random.
Yeah.
I'm here for it, but
so
it's random.
I think he's going to be a part of, like, the Indy 500, maybe.
Are they shooting a movie? This sounds like a Will Ferrell thing to do, doesn't it?
Will Ferrell thing.
Right. Has he done that yet? Talladega Nights, come on.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, is he going to be, the Grand Marshal or whatever? Is that what you call it? The Grand Marshal of the Indy 500?
I don't know.
Grand Marshal.
I'm not...
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways,
know
yeah. So yeah, he's going to be right up the road in Indy on May 23rd as they broadcast from the track, the speedway there, Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
That's big doings. A lot of celebrities go to that.
Yep.
You know, it's like you got Derby and then you got Indy 500
literally the later in the month.
Lots of things.
That's pretty cool there.
Sports.
Sorry, I didn't. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, we forgot.
I'm sorry. I mean, it wasn't my story.
I was going to say, you didn't drop the sports in an hour.
I didn't get to whip out my sports. It was your sports. Yeah, I whipped your sports out.
Yeah, definitely.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, family secrets. nobody in her family knows that she does this.
Why do people trust us with this delicate information? I'll never understand.
We're just glad they do.
Not good at keeping secrets.
That is coming up here in just about 10, 12 minutes on 99.7. I don't want to forget that we have free movie tickets from Fandango to give away today.
It is free movie Friday.
Yeah, so free movie Friday with movies from Fandango to give away here on 99.7 DJX, where you can... be a part of Avengers Endgame, or maybe even Detective Pikachu, or The Hustle with Anne Hathaway.
Oh, with Anne Hathaway and Rebel Wilson.
Yeah, so
that smells of box office success right there.
Or Palms.
Also
with was it?
Diane Keaton.
Diane Keaton.
Oh, is that where she goes to the old folks home to start up a cheerleading squad?
Sure.
That is box office gold.
Yeah, so whatever you want to do, you can. But Free Movie Friday, Fandango movie passes there to give away here today and this morning and then again this afternoon with Garfield.
At 4:30, yeah.
All right, so coming up here next, it's a family secret.
Well, this is something that I've done a couple of times, and literally there's nobody in my life who realizes that it's a lie.
Okay.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Well, that's what Family Secret's about.
Oh, no, I'm already getting sweaty.
That is coming up in just a few on 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. We're streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com or smart speaker. Just ask it to play 99.7 DJX. You can get live radio. You can get our podcast, all that. Every week, right about this time, open up our show to you to drop a little secret. Some are big. Some are small. Some are a little white lies. Some are bigger. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. So let us in on that family secret that you were kind of explaining to us on Facebook.
Okay, yeah. So, well, this is something that I've done a couple of times, and literally there's nobody in my life who realizes that it's a lie. I mean, I haven't told my parents, my brother, like, I haven't told anybody this. So I'm a little nervous to talk about it now, but I don't know. It's just really been bothering me. I'm just going to put it out there.
Okay.
So I have this really awesome group of friends. They're all just beautiful ladies. They're beautiful and successful. And they just have one of those Instagrams where you're like, whoa, their lives are awesome. Right. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Just like, I don't know. You see their stories and their profile and they travel all the time, and I have a few who started getting paid to be, like, Instagram influencers, you know?
Oh, really? They're getting, like, brands reaching out to them and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
That's
so
pretty cool.
It is, but I hate to say this, but I don't know. I kind of feel like the oddball out in a way, like, they're doing all these things. Here I am in a really small apartment. I have a regular job. I have a bird. I don't know.
You have a bird. All right. That's
sure.
Great.
Yeah. Hey, great.
Sure. I don't know. I'm not all that interesting.
Okay.
If you look at my feed, I don't know. My game has been getting a little stronger. I'm so embarrassed to say this, but I've actually, I've been paying this company to make all these fake, fabulous vacation pictures for me. I found it online. $49.99 to Photoshop me into Hawaii.
What?
Oh.
What? So yeah. Wait. They're like Photoshopping you into Hawaii?
Yeah. Well, and Vegas. I did a Vegas trip
also.
Vegas?
Okay, so they take your photo or and they'll just like put you in scenarios in these different places. Is that it?
Yeah, just to kind of up my game. And I mean, they look really legit and they're beautiful and all. And so I post them, and I don't know. Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay, so you can't afford to take vacations, so you fake the vacations?
Yes. Well, now now I'm nervous because I don't even know if I can keep up with paying for the fake ones.
So does anybody know? Are you getting any comments from people? Like,
Wait a second. Somebody just sent a text message and said, I know what the company is. Said it's fakeavacation.com. Is that what it is?
That's one of them.
I'm going to plead the fifth.
Oh my God, that's exactly what it is. Look, there are packages for Las Vegas. And oh my gosh.
Okay, well,
I did not know this was a thing.
As, like, you know, somebody, like, in, I feel like I can kind of relate to you because I have friends that live bougie lifestyles and they blog and all that stuff. But, like, I get it. Like, I understand why you're doing it. But what I think you should do is maybe, like, stockpile if you can at least go on one vacation. And then you just keep posting those for, like, throughout years and years and years. That's kind of what I do. Could you do something like that?
Oh, you slow roll your vacation.
Yeah. Like, you slow roll them, like, throughout the next year. And then you just keep posting, like, nice pictures.
That's
crazy. I mean, I've thought about that, but the thing is that because I'm showing all of these cool places I'm going and all. Like, I have had brands reach out to me and want to rep me.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, true.
Okay, so you're a little worried that now you might be in a little too deep?
I've dug this whole big hole, and I don't know how to get out of it. I don't know. I feel like a fraud because I feel like I'm living a lie. I am living a lie.
Yeah.
Well, it's also probably awkward when people then are like, tell us Vegas stories.
Yeah. Tell us a story.
Oh, yeah. They're going to expect stories. Yeah.
What happens in Vegas?
What happens in Hawaii?
Wow. I was 2 days old when I learned that was a thing.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, well, as Kelly said, there are a lot of people that are texting in right now, 502-571-9970, but...
I understand the pressure that social media puts on, like, everybody, you feel like you have to live a way more fabulous life than you do, because it looks like everybody else does.
I know.
Well, hey, thank you for calling.
Do you feel better? You feel like you got a weight lifted off?
A little bit. I think I just need to figure out how to completely come clean, or I don't know. But yes, a little bit better.
All right, thank you. Text messages 502-571-9970 from Justin. Why is this a thing? Vacations are for you, not for others to see.
That's true.
Valid.
I mean,
louder for the people in the back.
Right.
A little bit.
Right.
A little.
Megan texts in and says, what does this chick tell her friends and family when she goes on vacation? What does she do? Does she hide in her apartment with her bird? With her bird.
I love that she threw that out as a little side fun fact.
Well, I mean, that can make you interesting. If you have a bird, sure.
You have a bird. Your roommate is a bird.
Yeah, I mean, how awkward would it be if you were like, hey, I'm going away for a week to go to Hawaii, and then you like go out to get groceries, and then your friend's like, hey, are you in Hawaii?
Yeah.
I literally just saw you post something like 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
That week you totally have to hibernate in your house.
Yeah, I don't know.
You do have to hide.
What do you do?
A little.
Anyways.
Oh, gosh.
502-571-9970 if you want to comment on Family Secret on DJX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Family Secret.
Well, this is something that I've done a couple of times, and literally there's nobody in my life who realizes that it's a lie.
Yeah, that she pays a company to fake vacation pictures for Instagram. So,
there's a company that will Photoshop you into fabulous locations.
502-571-9970 from a listener. So who is she getting to bird sit while she goes on this fake vacation? It's too early in the morning to be invested in this lie. Because she did say that she's just a normal person.
Yeah.
She has a bird.
She's got a bird.
She has a bird.
I have another question. It's like, is she, and somebody else brought this up, is she taking time off work during these fake vacations and just hiding out?
Well, and then
with the bird?
Another listener commented, is she getting a fake tan when she's coming back from her vacation?
That's easy to do, but yeah,
she's gonna Hawaii.
Should think about that.
But then she needs to worry about being spotted while she's out, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Oh, you gotta just lay low. So Kayla says, just all of a sudden say you can't afford more vacations and keep your secret, LOL.
Ashley says, easy way to get out of it. Maybe there's a website that can help you fake your death.
Wow,
that's a way to end
she
it.
She went there.
No, wait. Here, Matt is coming in like a knight in shining armor on his white horse. He says, hello, Ben and Kelly. Yeah, my name is Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Tell that sweet little liar I'd love to take her on a vacation.
Ooh.
Tell her to meet me at Craigslist Misconnections. Oh, I'll be there waiting.
Okay. Pete rolls in and says, me and my wife need that link.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But then he also says, listen, what the heck? Did she add the bird in any of the pictures? Never let peer pressure make you into someone you're not. See, that's Pete dropping in some good advice.
Absolutely.
There.
That's the underlying issue, is the whole letting living a fabulous life and what keeping up with the Joneses and what other people think of you that's ruining your life right there.
Oh, I see.
I mean, birds need vacations too.
Yeah,
I don't think she's taking the bird with her though. That's
probably
a little weird.
Not.
You don't vacation with your bird a lot.
Someone else rolls in and says, hey, what if those friends that she sees doing all these fabulous things on Instagram are doing the same thing?
Oh, using the same website?
Oh.
Yeah. Is everything we see on social media a lie?
Probably. I mean, it really, I mean, this is a great example of it really is. Yes. I mean, it is what you want other people to see.
Exactly.
Is,
you're putting your best foot forward.
It is a movie of your life.
Yes.
On Instagram. Uh-huh. So it's not like Kelly rolling out of bed in the morning without her makeup on.
No one needs to see that. I'm protecting planet Earth from that.
See?
That's why I wear makeup. It's just protecting it's a public service.
Steven texted and said, when they ask about the Vegas trip, just give them the whole plot for The Hangover, LOL.
So, right. There was a tiger. And another listener texts in and says, Ben's a pro at the Instagram post, cough, cough, Papa John's 10-miler. What's your advice?
Oh, snap!
Are you talking about snap. Me?
You being caught taking a glamorous selfie?
Yeah, like I propped my phone up and I took a selfie after the Papa John's 10-miler. I mean, you know, I just stopped doing it.
I love...
All you have to do is just stop doing it.
I love catching people taking selfies in any way, shape, or form.
So,
it's fantastic.
Just stop doing it. That's the way you stop.
Yes.
You literally just don't have to post anything.
Go dark.
You just stop.
Just back away.
And then you just start
back away.
Posting photos of your bird, like, or
yes.
Or your cat, or whatever you normally do.
Be like Ben. Don't go on vacation. Just take selfies running 10 milers. Yay.
Yeah, there you go.
That's all his feed is running. That's it.
And your cats.
I've tried to dial that back, okay? All right, anyways, you can always follow us on Instagram at Ben and Kelly Show.
We'll make sure we put fabulous things on there for
sure,
you.
Sure, absolutely. That's Family Secrets on DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. By the way, on the heels of the Family Secret where she faked her vacations on Instagram, we went ahead and... took a picture of us in front of a green screen.
Yeah.
So if anybody could just kind of Photoshop us.
Yes.
Taking a fabulous vacation.
We would love to see it. Just give us a fabulous life.
Just give us a life.
And we would appreciate that.
That we would be proud of.
Yes.
Please do us a solid.
Put us in some sort of fabulous destination.
The possibilities are endless.
Endless.
Honestly, we have no standards. Put us anywhere.
Here's the best part of the photo is that it's open to interpretation.
Sure.
Kelly has her purse to go shopping.
Sure, because we're traveling, so I need to have my purse, right?
I'm ready for, it looks like a tundra storm in my big jacket.
Sure, she's got a jacket on. Ben is just thumbs up. He's ready to go whatever.
Yeah,
he's got his chance to wrap her.
I'm YOLO for everything.
Hat on, he's got his hoodie. Let's do this.
Yep, so at Ben and Kelly Show, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter if you want to help us out there. Help us live the lie, too.
Are we enabling the behavior?
Yes, we are.
I feel like we are.
We really are. All right, new Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber dropped last night at midnight, called I Don't Care. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Keep in mind, this hour, we're going to hook you up with some free movies, okay, from Fandango.
Oh, I love that.
Free movie Friday. There you go. So this morning you can win, and then this afternoon with Garfield you can win as well. Some free movies to go experience Avengers Endgame, if you haven't
sure.
yet.
Sure. You know what? That gift card is like gold.
That's
because it's
keeps
a little
giving.
Pricey to go see a movie and get some snacks nowadays.
There you go. So this hour, be listening for that opportunity to win here on 99.7 DJX. All right. Feel good stories. Do them every single hour. Brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. You know, with graduation, UofL graduation,
yes.
Tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Commencement tomorrow, you know, city's going to be busy. It's going to be buzzing. You're going to be looking for that first job.
Yes.
Maybe that internship.
Maybe an internship. Dip your toe.
That gets you into the door.
Yeah.
Guess what? Natty Light looking for someone.
A Natty Light intern?
Yeah, the beer company.
Drink on the job.
Natural Light looking for an intern to represent their brand by putting their party skills to the test.
Get out.
We're excited to announce the first ever national search for the Natty Light Summer Intern.
Yeah. Natty Light Summer Intern. You got to apply before May 19th. The internship will run June 10th through August 2nd.
Uh-huh. Now, when typical brands look for interns, they look for stuff like a ton of work experience, 4.0 GPA, and amazing references.
Yeah, you're not going to need that for the Natty Light Internship.
Maybe they want you to have made the dean's list.
Nope.
Maybe you need to know how to use a protractor. But here at Natty, we believe greatness is more than just a piece of paper.
Yeah, because why?
I don't need a reference from your aunt just because she has a different last name than you. How do you even spell protractor? Who the fuck is Dean anyway?
Yeah.
We're looking for something more.
Dean's list. Yeah. Who's Dean?
Somebody who's Natty qualified. Yeah. A well-rounded, fun-loving human being who knows how to get things done.
There you go. That's the internship you need.
Now listen, I see on the official position description, product research. Yes, it's what you think it is.
Yeah. Yes, it's down in Natty Lights.
Oh, can we apply to that?
MG.
All of us? Yes.
Oh, and then it also says design some sick swag that gives consumers all the feels.
For sure.
And they just
want you to be cool. So
yes.
Just apply on their website and you can maybe be interviewed for that internship for Natty Light.
Yeah, and they said they want you to be outgoing but not annoying. There's a fine line.
There is a fine line. There is a fine line.
Does that disqualify us?
I think it does.
I really it does.
It really does.
I'm upset. Yeah,
sorry.
We had
sorry.
A good shot.
No, I we're done. No,
listen,
we're done.
Do you think Harbor Mist has the same internship opportunity?
I don't think
I would
they
be
do.
Amazing at that.
I don't think they do. So there you go. That's your feel good.
This is genius.
You know, after graduation on Saturday, get yourself a job.
There you go.
There
I mean,
it
it's
is.
A short gig.
It is.
It's
a
only a couple
gig.
Months.
But it could get you the foot in the door.
And it's NYC.
That's what you need.
Oh, that's fun.
All right. Brought to you by Raise Ford there on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. The Days of Summer cruise is coming. The end of June with like DJ Khaled and Post Malone and Cardi B and Lil Nas X on it. You could be a part of it too. You could like win a cabin for you and some friends on a boat.
I'm on a boat.
Sailing to
He's
the
on a boat.
Sailing to the Bahamas.
Look at me, cause I'm sailing on a boat.
That would be very Instagrammable, right?
It would be. That's a fabulous vacation you can share with everyone.
For sure, and that'd be actually something that you do.
Absolutely, you don't have to fake it.
And we're giving it to you. It's free.
Yeah, WDJX.com. Just click on win. Ashley texts in and says, maybe someone can Photoshop you all at the Bahama Mamas.
Yes, we need to be Photoshopped at the Bahama Mamas.
I make one speech error.
It will.
And it lives with
live
me.
Live forever.
But, no, I said Bahamana-na.
Bahamana-na?
What did I say?
You can't
I
even say it again.
I said Bahamana-na.
Bahamana.
Bahamana, whatever.
Bahamana. Bahamana. Bahamana, Hamana, Hamana.
Yeah, Bahamas. Mm-hmm. Not that I put an extra syllable in there. All right, WDJX to click win. You can get in on that. Camila Cabello, Havana, DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, 822. Today, 70. Some clouds tomorrow, 68, and then for Mother's Day, 66. Rain early in the day.
Listen, Seattle called. They want their weather back. I'm not down with all this rain. I'm not.
Some new movies out this weekend. Obviously, Avengers Endgame going to be the number one movie of the weekend at the box office.
It's
going to
be number one for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, they're looking at it to pick up another $75 million. At the box office.
Yeah, give or take.
It's the third weekend of its release. Mm-hmm. It's going to add to its $2.3 billion global box office winnings
That's
so far.
So I can't write that down.
But there are some other movies that are out, including your boyfriend's movie, Ryan Reynolds Pokemon Detective Pikachu. Right, mm-hmm. Which he did drop kind of a spoiler.
Well, it was a leaked version of the movie. An hour and 42 minutes on YouTube.
Right. Starts off.
Yeah.
The actual beginning of the movie.
Get your snacks. Oh, settle in.
Here it is.
Don't even have to go to the theater.
Don't even have to. Why
Grab
would
the
you?
Kids.
Yeah.
Guy's outside an apartment building, looks over.
Can't even believe he did this. He looks over.
What does he see?
Oh, is that,
That's Detective that Pikachu. And he's dancing. And it's dancing for an hour and 42 minutes.
So yeah, if we're a minute in, if I scroll to 36 minutes in, it's
Keep
still
going.
This. I'm gonna scroll to 57 minutes in, still that. Yep. Hour and 15 minutes in, still dancing.
That Pikachu's got a lot of energy.
Hour and 25 minutes.
Listen, still going.
Yeah.
The commitment is pretty impressive.
Hour and 39 minutes, still there.
Yeah.
All right. So
you know what? We were gonna do a reaction video to that. Like showing our reaction to all the different plot lines in that video.
Sure.
I think we need to do that still.
Okay.
I think we need to.
So yeah, Pokemon Detective Pikachu is out. That is expected to be number two at the box office over the weekend. The Hustle with Anne Hathaway and Rebel Wilson.
Yeah, that looks amazing.
Right. That's released. Palms. That is
Diane Keaton going to the old folks home and starting up a cheer squad.
Sure.
I mean, if that doesn't reek a box office goal, I don't know what does.
So there you go. Those are, I would imagine even Captain Marvel will probably make its way into the top five
over
the weekend.
Yeah, people are still living the Avengers life right now.
Yeah, so Avengers definitely going to be number one over the weekend. Then Pokemon Detective Pikachu is coming out as well. but if you want to see a movie, Fandango Friday here.
Yeah.
It's free movie Friday with Fandango, so... you can experience a movie on us in
Hashtag
Fandango.
Blessed.
Yep. 502-571-9970. We'll hook you up with some passes for you to see.
It's a gift card, yeah.
Yep. For you to see a movie of your choice with Fandango and 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show on a free movie Friday. Bailey, what are you doing?
Working.
All right. Hopefully not very hard. It's Friday.
Nah.
Well, she's calling a radio station, so I think that's safe to assume she's not working too hard right now.
Bailey, congratulations. You're a winner.
Thank you.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
You are welcome. We've got you some passes from Fandango to see a movie of your choice.
Big like gift card.
Yeah, like Avengers Endgame or maybe even Pokemon Detective Pikachu or whatever.
Maybe I'll take my nephew.
There you go.
There you go. Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
Another shot to win coming up this afternoon with Garfield on Free Movie Friday with Fandango. 99.7 DJX. There is something magical that's going to start on Monday.
Oh, magical.
Magical starting on Monday. We'll let you know coming up after Ariana Grande. 99.7 DJX, Ariana Grande. It's the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show. We're streaming thebenandkellyshow.com, or you can always get us on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa, play 99.7 DJX, and you can get us right there. So I always like the first couple episodes of this particular franchise, just because you get to meet everybody, it's a little bit nuts. And then I kind of take a break till the very end. And then I'm like, all right, I'll reinvest myself.
You're lying right now because you pay zero attention to this franchise. Zero. Like zero. Zero.
I do enjoy the very first few episodes.
Do you? Do you watch? Really?
A couple.
Ben, I get you're trying to fit in, but it's okay.
You don't have to fit in.
I'm talking about The Bachelorette, and the season premiere of Hannah Brown's season is on Monday. Here's the thing. We got an opportunity to actually meet a little bit more up close and personal some of the Bachelor guys.
The contestants.
Sure.
If you will.
Go meet Mr. Wright.
Sure am. We go together. I'm here for the real deal.
Oh, this is genius.
Somebody call the cops. It's got to be illegal to look that good.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, there you go.
Wow.
So we get to be introduced to people like Mateo.
Mateo, one of the contestants. Yes, tell us about Mateo.
So, you know how normally they have like their occupation, their age, and stuff like that when they're introduced.
Sure, yes. Uh-huh.
But Mateo, his occupation is a sperm donor.
What did you say? He's a sperm donor?
He has helped numerous families and individuals welcome 114 children.
Are you telling me he's baby daddy technically to 114 babies?
Mateo.
Full-time baby daddy.
There you go.
Cute.
I love her little southern voice. I could listen to that all day long.
I know.
Oh, I'm so ready to go to the mansion. It's just me and my bride to be.
Let's start this damn party. I'm a
sucker for you. Look at these boys.
I think I'm a good looking guy.
I really don't care. Everybody here is an eligible bachelor.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, they're dancing. So touch.
Yeah, for sure.
Is there an airport nearby? Yeah. Or is that my heart taken off?
Oh! So there you go.
Yes!
Okay. All right. You hooked me in, Bats. Listen, I was largely like, I don't care about this season. Not doing it. Not doing it. Taking a breather. And now I'm all in.
So there you go. 100%. Monday. Bachelorette. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis. Kelly K Show. Remember, beginning Monday, we have an opportunity for you to fly away to jolly old England.
Jolly old England. Hello, good day, governor.
To see BTS. Wembley Stadium.
And maybe even the royal baby now, right? Maybe can you go on like Earl Archie sightings? Do we call him Earl Archie? Do we just call him Baby Archie? What do we call him?
I mean, you're going to be there for what? 5 days, 4 nights?
Yeah,
so
you can just
I would imagine you walk around.
Go to Nottingham. Go to Buckingham. All the hams.
Buckingham Palace.
Yes.
Yes, Nottingham. Right.
All of it, what I just said. Yes.
I know. I'm just repeating back what you said.
I know. It's that good.
I know.
Yes. Bring the baby as your plus one to the concert. Hey-o.
There you go.
Okay. Well, you don't need to go to jail while you're there in England.
Ooh, here you go. Offer to babysit so that Meghan and Harry could go to the concert with you. There you go.
Wembley Stadium.
Wembley Stadium.
You're going to get in to win beginning Monday. BTS. All right.
That's so royal. It feels royal. Doesn't it feel royal?
It feels royal.
It's a vacation fit for royalty.
Do you think BTS uses British accents
probably.
Too?
Probably.
They probably do. Yeah. It's 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. We were talking about the fact that Pokemon Detective Pikachu going to be out this weekend in movie theaters. However, it's going to be Avengers Endgame again.
Probably.
As the winner of the box office.
Sure.
Even with stiff competition from The Hustle, starring Anne Hathaway.
And Rebel Wilson.
Palms, starring Diane Keaton.
Yes, that looks like box office gold, too. It does.
Right.
It does.
But when is Aladdin coming out?
May 24th.
Is that okay? It's not next weekend. It's the following weekend.
It's very close. Two weeks away.
Aladdin coming out. Of course, you've got Will Smith being
the genie,
and everybody has their opinion of that. But then just
the soundtrack, straight fire, though, is it not
trending at number 3 on YouTube?
Straight fire
is A Whole New World now. Who did that originally? It wasn't anybody famous.
Well,
right?
I'll tell you. Do you remember who voiced Aladdin in the original animated movie?
Uh-uh.
The guy who played Steve in Full House.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Like DJ's boyfriend Steve. But on the soundtrack, Celine Dion and Peebo Bryson did like the radio version of this song.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Zayn drops in with A Whole New World from the Aladdin soundtrack.
I can open your eyes.
Yes, you can.
Oh, God.
Take you wonder by wonder.
Oh,
my. Over sad winds and
under.
Does Magic Carpet Ride mean something different for Zayn?
It feels like it does with Zayn.
Does it feel like it's something? No. Is that a euphemism for something else?
It makes us feel some sort of way, does it not?
Okay.
All right, then.
All right.
Let's go take a cold shower now. Oh, my.
Okay. So there you go.
It's a little awkward, isn't it? It's a little awkward to listen to that with the kids.
A little awkward.
Yeah, okay.
What's wrong with mommy?
I don't know. It's a sound.
I'm sweaty.
It's just all sweaty. 99.7 DJX. Good morning. We are the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show. With your Feel Good. Do it every single hour. Brought to you by Raise Ford. Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. There is a fifth grader who is getting a lot of attention for saving the life of his principal.
His teacher.
No, it's his principal.
Well, it's his teacher, sorry. Yeah, it's his teacher, his computer teacher.
When fifth grader Dylan Paul learned the life-saving technique, he never thought he'd have to use it on his own teacher.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But that's exactly what happened Monday here at the computer lab inside All Saints Central School in Bay City. The teacher, Karen Ranko, was choking on a muffin and couldn't breathe.
Then all of a sudden, she starts doing the universal choking sign.
Oh my gosh!
Which I see. I get on my chair, take off my headphones, and then I ask her if she's choking.
That's when Paul jumped into action.
That's when he sprung into action.
I mean, like a real American hero.
That's right.
What I did was I got right at the sternum, and then I would pull back, and then
yeah.
Somebody else went to, then the other kids in my class went to go get teachers to help. But when they got there, she already stopped choking.
Yeah, she already stopped choking when they got there. I was like, you know what, guys, I took care of this. We can go back to computer class now.
Oh,
it's all good.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? He learned how to do that from watching a YouTube video. That's how he learned the Heimlich maneuver. Isn't that cool?
You know, if my daughter were ever in a situation where she would need to, you know, unwrap presents or cut open into like some spongy toy.
In an emergency,
yeah. She'd be able to do that as well.
That's fantastic.
Thanks to YouTube videos.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
So, yeah, feel good there. Look at that. Dylan is a true American hero there.
I would like to think that my kids would be aware enough to notice something like that going down.
Or at least, yeah, I don't know.
You think your kids know how to save people from choking?
No. Not at all.
I don't even think I know how.
Maybe
to.
Maybe I should make them watch that same YouTube tutorial.
Oh, there it is. There's your fifth grader. Feel good there. Dylan, living his best life, saving lives.
That's awesome.
Saving his teacher's life there. Pretty cool there. That's your feel good. Brought to you by Raise Ford on 99.7 DJX. We've been playing it every hour this morning. It's the new Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. So our family secret was she fakes her vacations by paying someone to actually Photoshop her into these fabulous destination places.
There is a company that does it, and she's used it a couple of times. And so we were like, you know what? Let's hop back into the little green screen studio there, take a pic, and then let you guys work your magic. Let's give us some fabulous vacations.
So thank you to those who have started...
neglecting your work duties so you could help us out.
Neglecting your work.
Hiding in the cubicle like.
Like Lindsay.
Hey, what
Lindsay,
you doing? That report's due by 10 o'clock.
Yeah, Lindsay, she photoshopped this into a nice beach scene.
That looks amazing.
Says not the best, but here you go. Ben's in the middle. It's all of us there on a nice, lovely, like, clear, like we're in the Bahamas.
Absolutely. That looks amazing. I think we had an incredible time.
Yeah.
Just put it on Instagram, too, so you can check it out there, too, and on Twitter.
Right after that, Ben went and got his beard braided right there on the beach.
I know, because, you know, when in the Bahamas, yes. Rastafarian right there.
Absolutely. When you, as you can see, I went shopping. Yeah. I have my purse. Yeah. I'm ready to go.
All right. So, yeah, you can see all that stuff at Ben and Kelly Show, or you can even, like, listen to the podcast of The Secret. We've got that up on Ben and Kelly Show or WDGX.com. Just click podcast. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You know, we've been doing this Mom and Me photo contest, right? People have been voting. There is going to be a winner announced this afternoon with Sarah Jordan, so that's pretty cool.
Wow.
For that salon and spa, Tranquility Salon and Spa, the graders and the closed mentor. I mean, that's a nice little Mother's Day package for you.
Which is great because whoever wins then automatically is off the hook.
Right.
Like they don't have to rush out this weekend and buy something last minute style.
So, as a mom, you're a mom, right?
I'm a mom.
You're a mom.
Last time I checked.
Are you wanting to do things that are like by yourself as just like, it's me time? Or do you want to do things like with the family? Or do you want to like go, like what do you want to do? Like, what are you?
I'm more of an either or.
So as a person, okay, so say hypothetically, a husband hasn't gotten anything yet.
Are you asking for a friend named Ben?
I'm just saying, hypothetically speaking, there's someone who hasn't gotten anything.
Personally, I would like a gift card to Anthropology, and then you would allow me to go shop like a rock star for a couple of hours at the Anthropology.
How much on the gift card?
You know what? I'm not picky. Beggars can't be choosers.
That's true. Okay.
Any amount is fine.
All right. So you would like just like an afternoon of shopping?
Absolutely. Okay. That would be really nice and luxurious. I'd stop and get some snacks. Yeah.
All right.
What do you, what are you going to tell your friend who's wondering?
I may tell my friend something like that.
You're so transparent. That's okay. She doesn't listen to the show. It's fine.
Nah. Hasn't for years. I mean, my friend's.
Right.
Wife.
Right.
99.7 DJX. Ariana Grande, 99.7 DJX. Big concert announcement tomorrow at noon. FYI, aka BRB. We cannot be trusted with these secrets. I don't know why they put this on us.
He held his arms completely outstretched.
I know, he did.
To show you a
this
measure.
This big of a secret.
It's this big.
Yeah, so we've got a secret concert announcement tomorrow at noon. Okay, so know that we will be dropping that on you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little salty. Again, that they're not trusting us with delivering the news. I am a little salty.
They are going to trust us with the on sale, though. The on sale is going to be Friday, so next Friday.
Okay, well, all right. But you know how I like...
All right, fine.
I really like to deliver the excitement.
I know you do.
You know? I feel like we sell it pretty well.
Can we end the show with a setting the bar?
I thought you were just saying, can we end the show?
Can we just end this show,
drop
period?
The mic. We're done.
Can we just be done? I mean, it's been a long week.
It really has.
You know, we've talked a lot about things.
It's been a long 4 hours.
This day.
Something
I mean,
like that.
Right, obviously. All right, so setting the bar. Let's get to that.
Oh, it's a didgeridoo, crikey.
If you can manage to make it through the day or a weekend, for that matter, without making a $400 million mistake at your job, you're doing okay.
Oh, my God. Wow. What just happened? that sounds painful.
To Australia we go for this one. Oh. Crikey.
I mean, everything's bigger in Australia, right?
So,
especially the mistakes.
Yeah. So the Reserve Bank of Australia, they were rolling out these new $50 bills, right?
Oh, new currency.
Brand new design.
All right.
Yeah, new and improved.
$50 for you and for you.
Does money need a redesign? Okay.
So the problem was, because, obviously with money nowadays, you got to make sure that it's not able to be counterfeited very easily. So,
absolutely.
So as part of the anti-counterfeiting measures, they featured Edith Cowan the first female member of an Australian parliament and like a little speech that she had given.
They printed part of the speech on the money?
Right, exactly.
Wow, that's got to be small print.
Here's the thing. They spelled a word wrong. They spelled responsibility wrong.
Oh, God. Oh, so, if there was ever a time you needed to proofread.
Right. Uh-huh. So they left off the last I. Oh, so it's like responsibility. Responsibility.
Oh,
now, to be fair.
Responsibilities.
It's real small. It's like it's real small fine print. So you got to really be paying attention to see that the word is actually spelled wrong.
Who
but it
caught
is.
It then? Seriously, who caught it? Like who's the eagle eye that spotted the mistake? I mean, I feel like at that point you just let it go.
So it's in circulation.
Oh yeah, you're not getting that back then.
That is a $400 million mistake.
Oh gosh.
Why can't they just print new papers? Oh. When is the mistake fixed?
The currency is in circulation, so you're not getting it back.
Who pressed the button to print that?
I
Carl,
know.
Was that you? Did you not proofread?
Carl!
Well, I was doing it quick on my phone. So there you go.
Dang, you auto-correct.
A little setting the bar.
I kind of feel better about my own life choices. Like, whatever I mess up, it's not going to be on that scale. I'm okay with that.
I mean, you hope.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you even make a $400 million mistake?
We can't break anything on this.
I don't think there's anything we can do.
Of that magnitude.
Yeah. Make a $400 million mistake here.
So it's good. We're not doing brain surgery. We're not flying a plane. And we're not printing money. So we're good.
We've made lots of errors on this show.
I mean, you've
said over many years.
Yeah.
You've said verbal, autocorrect things like Bahama Miles and stuff, but we don't get fined for that.
So if you can manage to make it through the day or weekend,
or your life.
Or a year. Without making a $400 million mistake at your job.
Oh, wow.
You're doing okay.
Oh, my.
And with that, we will bid you a good afternoon.
We bid you adieu.
Crikey. Have a good weekend. Your opportunity to get in on a trip to London to see BTS starts Monday.
And don't forget, it is free movie Friday, 4:30, your shot at a Fandango gift card.
All right, that'll do it for us. Guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you Monday.
Okay, bye.